Today's daf is Me'ilah Daf Chof Aleph, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph, Sholach Biad Pikeach V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalom of Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza and Moshe Ben Esther Adol Lipa. So in yesterday's daf, we saw a tremendous chiddush as it relates to the laws of Me'ilah. And that is that although ordinarily ain shliach l'dvar avera, when it comes to Me'ilah, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So if somebody would make a shliach to do Me'ilah on his behalf, or if somebody would make a shliach to do something, and what the shliach would do would be an act of Me'ilah, we'd say shluchay shel adam k'moisai, being that this shliach was acting on behalf of his mishaleach, the one that's moil is not the shliach, the one that's moil is the mishaleach. And that's a very big chiddush, because being that Me'ilah is an avera, it's an avera chamura, ordinarily the rule would be ein shliach l'dvar avera. Stating that Me'ilah is an exception to the rule, as the Gemara discusses in detail in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Daf Mem Gimel, we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aver. Stating that the Mishnah said, what would be if Sholach Biyad Pikeach, if somebody sent Aidim with a Pikeach? So the Gizbar, for example, is sending a Pruta to somebody else, but instead of sending this pruta shel hekdesh by himself, he was sholach biyad pikeach. V'niskar atchele higia etzel chenveni. And before the shliach, this pikeach, had an opportunity to take this pruta and give it to the person that the mishaleach wanted him to give it to, the mishaleach remembered that this item that he was sending was an item of hekdesh. So the Mishnah said, chenveni mal l'kishayotzi. The halach is, in that case, the mishaleach is not moil, the shliach is not moil, it's the chenveni that's not going to be moil. Now, the reason the mishaleach is not moil, that's simple, because the only time a person is moil is if the act was done b'shoigig. We're talking about me'ilah b'shoigig. So being that you would need shkaga, and it was niskar balabayas, so at this point, the balabayas can't be considered a moil anymore. Who then is considered the moil? It's the chenveni that's considered the moil. Why is the chenveni the one that's the moil? Shouldn't the shliach be the moil? And we discussed this in detail yesterday, that two people can't be moil, based on what the Mishnah said earlier, and that is ein moil acha moil. So the question is that really everybody involved, in theory, could be a moil, but it can't be two people. So we have to figure out who the one is going to be. Shluchay shel adam k'moisai, when it comes to Me'ilah, as a result, you'd assume the mishaleach is the moil. If it's not the mishaleach, it should be the shliach. If it's not the shliach, let it at least be the person that received it. Let it be the chenveni. In this case, the mishaleach can't be the moil because he was niskah. He's not a shaygig. He's not going to be a moil. So we say, if it's not the mishaleach, then it must be it's the chenveni. L'chura, why are we jumping from the mishaleach to the chenveni? In order, shouldn't we assume the shliach first? Says the Gemara, no. Yeah. In other words, Viraminu, I'll ask you a kasha niska balabais niska shliach shliach mal. And in fact, it's a mafurish a brisa that says, in this exact case, if the balabais remembered that the item that he gave the shliach was hektish after he gave it to him, v'loy niska shliach, the shliach himself didn't remember. So the halacha is, if the shliach is still a shaygik, ha shliach mal. So how come in the Mishnah, niska balabais, the chenveni is moil, and in the brisa, niska balabais, the shliach is moil, and in Svara, the brisa would seem to make more sense than the Mishnah, Amar Rav Sheshes, Masnis, and Kishinis Kurush Naim. You're right, you have to say that when the Mishnah says niska balabais, it doesn't only mean the balabais realized, the shliach also realized. So in this case, the balabayas can't be the moil because he's not a shaygig anymore. The shliach can't be a moil because he's also not a shaygig anymore. So by process of elimination, the one that's going to be considered the moil is going to be the chenveni. This last gemara, even though it's three lines, is really dvarim ha'oimdim berumay shalaylam in the world of Kaisle Beis Medrash, but we're going to go weiter. Zok the Mishnah, nasan loy pruta. If somebody gave a shliach a pruta, that was hektish. The Gizbar did for Amaloi, and he told him, Havili bechetzio neiros, u bechetzio psilos. I want you to take this pruta, and with half the pruta, I want you to buy for me neiros, and with the other half of pruta, I want you to buy for me psilos. The half a pruta for candles, the other half for wicks. Then the shliach went, and he took the entire pruta, and he bought all psilos. Or he took the entire pruta, and he bought neiros. So he did sort of what the mishaleach asked him to do, but he didn't follow the instructions exactly. Or if it was in the reverse, where the mishaleach told the shliach, I want you to take the whole pruta and buy neiros, or I want you to take the whole pruta and buy psilos, and he did the opposite. The heavy. So the halach is shneim loy malu. Both of them were not moil. What's the reason? Because in both cases, the shliach listened lichatzot. He listened a little bit to what the mishaleach did, but he also went off on his own with regards to part of it as well. What was the ratio? The ratio was, he said, buy from me with a half a pruta neirois, a half a pruta psilois. He went and he bought with an entire pruta neirois, or with an entire pruta psilois. So the mishaleach said a half a pruta neirois, he bought with an entire pruta neirois. For a half a pruta, he did what the mishaleach told him to do. Shluchay shalom kemoisai, with regards to a half a pruta. With the other half a pruta, he went off and he did his own thing. So it comes out the mishaleach was moil and a half a pruta, and the shliach was moil and a half a pruta. Shliach was moil and a half a pruta because the shliach listened to the mishaleach partially. What part a half a pruta is worth. So the mishaleach was moil a half a pruta. The shliach did his own thing on the other half a pruta. So it comes out the shliach was moil and a half a pruta. The same is true in the next case of the Mishnah. So if that's the case, it comes out each one was moil and a half a pruta. Mi'ila has a shear. What's the shear mi'ila pruta? Being that mi'ila has a shear, which is a shear pruta. So it comes out, shneim le'malu, they both were moil. Avlam abali, habali b'chatzi neiris mi'malkam ploini. But what would be if the mishaleach told the shliach, I want you to buy for me what half a pruta's worth of neiris and go to that store. U'b'chatzi p'silas mi'malkam ploini. And a half a pruta's worth of wicks from that store. V'halach v'hebi lo'i neiris mi'malkam p'silas mi'malkam neiris. Ha'shliach mal. So in this case, the shliach did what he was told to do. He just bought it from the wrong place. So there was a deviation, but the deviation wasn't in terms of what he was supposed to buy, but from where he was supposed to buy it. So here, being that the shliach ended up buying what the mishaleach told him to buy, even though he bought it from the wrong place, we saw this already in yesterday's daf, that maybe is not considered an issue, but being that he followed the instructions for the entire pruta, pruta is the shir mi'ila, so the halacha is, there's going to be mi'ila. Nasan l'shtei pruta is, what happens if he gave him two prutas, he told him, lech vavali esrig, take two prutas, and I want you to buy with the two prutas an esrig. V'halach v'hevi le'ba'achas esrig, u'ba'achas rimay. He took one of the prutas and he bought an esrig, and the other one he bought a rimay. So the halacha is, shnei amalu, they're both mayol. Why are they both mayol? Because the shliach followed the instructions as it relates to the esrig, being that he followed the instructions and the esrig was a pruta, shlucha shaladim kamoisai, by mi'ila, so the mishaleach is mayel. The other one, the achas rimay, that he did on his own. So for that, there is no shlucha shaladim kamoisai, the shliach is the mayel. I mean that each one was a pruta, so the shliach acted as a shliach for half. He did his own thing for the other half. Each half was a pruta's worth. Therefore, the halacha is shnei amal. Rabbi Yehuda Imra, Rabbi Yehuda says, balabayis loy ma'al. The halacha is, the balabayis is not a mayal at all. Shehu oimer loy, because the balabayis can say, esrei gadol, yisi mevakish, they basically, esrei katan v'ra. I told you to take two prutas and buy an esrei. I wanted a two pruta to get esrei. I wanted a big, nice esrei, a priyetzadar. You went and you brought achas esrei, achas rimayin. It's not what I wanted, and as a result, the shliach acted 100% on his own. Even the esrig that he bought is not considered to have been done b'shlichus of the mishalech, and that's why only the shliach is considered to be the ma'al. Not only dinar zav, a similar case. What would be if somebody gives a shliach a dinar zav? For Amalei, and he told him, Leich v'havi li chaluk. I want you to buy for me a shirt or a suit with this dinar zav. V'halach, v'havi lo'i b'shloisha chaluk u'b'shloisha talis. And he went to the store, and he saw, wow, for the same dinar zav, I can get more than just a chaluk. So he bought a chaluk for a half a dinar, and then he bought a talis for the other half a dinar. They're both mayel, the same case. The mishalech is mayel, because he told the shliach to buy for me a chaluk, and the shliach bought him a chaluk. And it was a half a dinar, which is more than a pruta. The shliach is mayel because he also bought a talis. The shliach didn't ask him to buy a talis. So as it relates to the talis, he wasn't acting as a shliach. There he was doing his own thing. That's his own mi'ila. So the mishaleach is a mayel, and the shliach is a mayel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing he said in the Reish. Balabayis le'mal. No, only the shliach is mayel, not the balabayis. Shu oimelei, because he could tell him, chaluk gadol ha'yisi mevakish, or basically, gadol v'ra. I told you I want a whole diner zav's worth of chaluk. I want an expensive chaluk. You went and you bought me a cheaper chaluk, and you also bought me a talis. Not the chaluk I wanted. So it comes out, even the chaluk that the shliach bought, he's not buying as a shliach of the mishaleach. And it's for that reason only the shliach is going to be the one that's going to be mayel. Says the Gemara, l'chura, from the Tanakama of the Mishnah, you see a chiddush. I mean, it was Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Machlokes was stated in two separate cases. Same idea. A person tells a shliach, I want you to buy for me an esrog. Gives him two prutas. He says, go to the store, bring me an esrog. He comes back, And he tells him, you know, I found an asterisk for one pruta. So I bought you an asterisk for one pruta, and I brought you a rimoin for one pruta. Tanakama says, the mishaleach is considered a mile. Assuming that the pruta was hektish and there was an element of shaykig over here, the halach is the balabayas is going to be considered a mile behektish. Why? Because the shliach did what the mishaleach told him to do. Told him to buy me an asterisk, and he bought him an asterisk. Same is true where the balabayas gives the shliach a dinar zav, and he tells him, I want you to buy from your chaluk with this dinar zav. And he came back, and he ends up buying for him a chaluk with half of the dinar zav. Uses the other half to buy a talis. Tanakama shita is that the mishaleach is mile. In both cases, Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, no, shliach didn't do what the mishaleach asked him to do. But the Tanakama shita is that no. That even though the shliach deviated a little bit, but he, at the end of the day, did what the mishaleach asked him to do, even though he didn't follow the instructions 100% the way he was told to do it, that deviation doesn't impact the shlichus. It's still considered to be a proper shlichus, and whatever the shliach did do is going to go into effect. Says the Gemara, Shamet Mina. I think from here you see a big chesh and mishpat chiddush la'alacha. Somebody had property, and he hires somebody. He appoints a shliach, go sell this piece of property for me. And he told him, I want you to sell for me a kor, that's a share of property. And instead of selling a kor, he sold a half a kor. Based on this gemara, you would think the lekeach would be kind. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is the shliach didn't do what he was supposed to do. He was told to sell a kor. The shlichus was do what you're supposed to do. He went ahead and did his own thing. He sold a half a kor. Maybe the halacha should be that the kinyan is nachal. Maybe the lekeach, the person that bought from the shliach, maybe doesn't own it, because the shliach's whole right to sell it is the power of attorney that the mishalech gave him, but it's predicated on chazok shliach hoyse shlichus, and in this case, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. Says the Gemara, who from the Mishnah, you see that no, it's not that way. That as long as he sold, even though he didn't sell 100% of what he was told to sell, still the mech is going to be chal. But the Gemara says, Amri, it's not mukach, because that's really a very big chiddush. And it's not mukach that you see that chiddush from our Mishnah. Why? Because you could say, Hocha, hechi dami, what's our Mishnah talking about? Going to Isile, Shava Sheish, Bisholish. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where the person, the Mishnah is just picking the second case of the Mishnah. So the Mishaleach told the Shliach, here's a dinar zav, which is made up of 6 slon, and go buy for me a chaluk. He went and he bought with 3 a chaluk and with 3 a talus. The case is where the chaluk that he got for 3 slum ordinarily sells for 6 slum. He got it on a 50% sale. So it being that he bought it on sale, so at the end of the day, he bought for the mishaleach what the mishaleach asked him to do. So it's different than the case where sell a kor and you only sell a half a kor. No, there I want you to sell a kor. Hachal ma'yaskid in the Mishnah where he actually did what he was supposed to do. Being that he did what he was supposed to do, could be that's why the Tanakhama, the Mishnah holds that the shlichus is going to be chal. But the Gemara says, "Ema seif." If that's the case, how do you understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Rabbi Yehuda, "Ema balabai slay mal shu yachol ema lechalik adol yisim evakish veleisiv lechatem vera." Isn't that what the Mishnah says? The Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, "Why? Because I wanted you to bring me a nice chaluk, and you ended up buying a cheap chaluk. It sounds like he didn't buy him the chaluk that the mishaleach thought he was going to get." The Amalei says the Gemara, no, you have to say, Iyavas dinar kule, Isisli shavish ne dinar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this person was willing to spend this amount of money on a chaluk. The fact that he got it on sale means that had he bought something more expensive, he would have gotten that on sale as well, and he would have ended up getting something even more chashiv. So Rabbi Yehuda looks at it and says that I'm the mishaleach, I'm willing to spend this amount of money on a chaluk. Your job as a shliach is to get me the best deal for that dollar amount. Not that he physically brought in something more inferior. That could be he got in what he thought he was going to get. But at the end of the day, the das in the mishaleach still was that if you can do even better, I want you to do better. And the way the Rishonim explain it, it's negated to understand Pashup Shana in the next Gemara, is that there's also an understanding that if something is on sale, the more you buy or the more expensive you go, the greater the discount is going to be. So if that's the case, it's a taino where the mishaleach could even say that I feel like I lost that a little bit, because being that things were on sale, had you bought me something even more expensive, I would have gotten even a greater discount. And as a result, what you gave me, I'm viewing as katan vara. That's why the shulchan aruch. But again, at the end of the day, even the Tanakama sheet in the Mishnah is only predicated on the Mashiach got what he thought he was going to get. But if the Mashiach didn't get something worth the full dinar, then it could be it's pashat the shulchan wouldn't be chal. And as it relates to the Gemara Sushtel, where somebody tells the shulchan sell for me a base core and he ends up selling a lesech, could be over there it's pashat the shulchan is not good. The Gemara says, "Hachin, I mean, this Abra, I'll prove to you that that's what's going on in the Mishnah Diktani, because there's a braisa that is a little bit more extensive than the Mishnah that we had. The Brice over there discusses this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama and says, Moida Rabbi Yehuda bekitnis. Rabbi Yehuda's Moida, if the Mishaleach told the Shliach to go buy kitnis for me, Sheshnei Amalu. In that case, they're both Moil, Shakitnis bepruta, vikitnis bedina. Meaning, what would be if the Mishaleach would tell the Shliach, take dinarzov and go buy kitnis for me? And he bought kitnis with a half a dinar, and he bought something else with another half a dinar. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda would be moida that the Mishalech is going to be moida. That the Shalech is going to be moil, because the shlichus of the half a dinar is going to be considered a shlichus. What must the svara be? The svara must be, because over there there's no svara to say that the more kitnius you buy, the greater the discount's going to be. So that even if, as long as the shliach comes back and he says that I was able to get the kitnius that you wanted for a dinar zav, for a half a dinar, the shliach did what the mishalech asked him to do, and that's enough to be moil, even though he didn't spend the full dinar. Because the only time Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mishleach wanted the Shleach to spend the full dinar is if there was going to be some exponential discount by spending the full dinar. Being that in the case of kitnius, you don't have that. So for that reason, the whole sheet that's Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply. The Gemara says, hey, Chidami, you're assuming that by kitnius, there's no exponential discount. So the more kitnius you buy, you don't get the greater discount. The Gemara says, why is that true? Iba asri dezabni beshunmi. If we're in a place where they used to sell kitnis bishuma, meaning they didn't measure every little kitnis, but they would rather assess, roughly evaluate how much you have over here, and based on that they would sell it. Got a kitnis namidi yov sell a moizli tve. Then the assumption is if you go to the shok and you tell someone I'm going to buy a lot, so l'churi you're going to get a better discount. He's going to be a little bit more favorable to you. Amar papa beduchte de mezavni bekani. You have to say it's talking about a place where no, they would actually measure the kidneys, every bean would get measured. But the point is that we're dealing with a place where there's no shuma that goes into deciding how much you're going to get. So there is no assumption that had the shliach spent the whole dinar zav on the kidneys, then he would have gotten a greater discount, and it's for that reason Rabbi Yehuda's halach over here would not apply. Either way, somebody gave money to a shulchani, so shulchani is a money changer, and this person gave the shulchani money to watch for him as a pikadon, and he gave him money. So maybe that wasn't such a good idea. So he tells the shulchani, he's in the money business, he's always changing money for people, and he says, will you please watch this money? He gave it to him as a pakadim. So the halacha is like this. If when the person gave the money to the shulchani, the money was tied up, the halacha is, the shulchani is not allowed to use it. He's not allowed to use it. He gave it to him tied up with the assumption that don't untie it and then use it in case you need it. You're not allowed to use the money. Therefore, the halacha is, if it turns out that the money that he gave him was hektish, im hoitzi, so some element of mi'ila took place, ma'al. Who was ma'al? The shulchani was ma'al, because he had no right to touch this money. If he touched it, if a mi'ila took place because of the money that he touched, it's the shulchani that's considered the one to be ma'al. Im utarin, if however the money was untied, not mutter and halacha, but it was untied, then the halacha is ishnamesh ben. Then the assumption is that he allowed the shliach to use it. L'fikach im hoitzi loy mal. The shliach, the shulchani is not the one that's considered to be the mal. Eitz of alabayis. What happens if he gave the money not to a shulchani, but he gave it to a balabayis? Benkach u benkach lo ishnamesh ben. So you give money to a balabayis, you don't assume that the balabayis is ever going to use the money. See, the shulchani, maybe he's going to use it. So if you give money to a shulchani untied, there's an assumption that he allowed the shulchani to use it, and it's going to impact the laws of Me'ila, like the Mishnah says. But if you give it to a balabayis, why would the balabayis ever need to use my money? He's a shomer pekadon. Shomer pekadon that uses the pekadon as a shleach yad. It's not something he's allowed to do. So the assumption is lo yishtamish b'hem. L'fichach emaytzi mo. Therefore, the balabayis is always considered the mo'el. Hachen v'ni. What happens if he gave money not to a shulchani? Shulchani is a professional money changer. Not to a balabayis, who's just an ordinary man, but you gave it to a chenveni. A chenveni is someone that has a store. So, edreitzach mitgelt, but he's not in the money business per se. So how does he fall into these halachas? Says the Mishnah, Hachen v'nikav al habayis tivir Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda imer kisholchini. Machloik is Rameir in the Chacham. Another halacha. Nafl putash al hektish p'tei chizik. What happens if somebody had a putash al hektish and it fell into his wallet? And his wallet had a lot of money. It's an old school. You have a purse with a lot of coins. And there's one pruta that's hektish. And now it fell in. Oisha ama pruta because ze hektish. Or if a person said that I want a pruta in this kiss to be hektish. That loch is kivish hoitzi. It's a rishayin amal. Divi Rabbi Akiv. As soon as you take out one pruta from this kiss, you're already considered a mile. V'chachamim ma'imrim. And the chachamim say, achi yoitzi is kol hakiss. Now you just pull out one pruta, you're already considered a mile. How do you know if the pruta that you pulled out is considered a pruta, is the pruta shal hektish, maybe it's a pruta shal chulin. If you take out all the money, being that there is a pruta in this kiss that's hektish, then you're going to be considered a mile. But otherwise, you're not going to be considered a mile. So you have a machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Someone has a kiss, there's a lot of money inside, there's a lot of coins. One of the coins is hektish. How did that happen? Mishnah gives two very simple cases. Either where a person had a pruta of hektish, and he dropped it into his little bank, and now all of a sudden he has 100 coins, one of them is a pruta shel hekdesh. Or person went to his money and he said, I want one pruta in this kiss to be shel hekdesh. In either one of those cases, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva's shita is that if you would be nene from one pruta, you would be considered a mayel. The Chachamim say no. You take out one pruta, how do you know you're a mayel? 99 out of the 100 prutais are not shel hektish. So why should you assume that you were a mile? If you were mile in all the prutais, being that you know for sure that one of them is hektish, it's only in that case that you would be mile. Now, at first glance, Shitas Rabbi Akiva is tzarech bir, right? Why should you be considered a mile? So first of all, what happened to the halacha pitul b'raiv? If most of the prutais in this kiss were shel chulin, only one of them was shel hektish. That's what it sounds like, just the pashut reading of the words in the Mishnah. So why should it be considered a mile? So Tosfos, the Rishonim already asked the kasha, and the Rishonim say that you have to say that for some reason there's no bittul b'raiv, either because we're dealing with a pruta shel hektish is a davar chashev, maybe a davar chashev is not batal, ve'in kan mekoy melarach. But clearly we're talking about where there was no bittul b'raiv. Okay, but still, it's at best the suffix. So if it's at best the suffix, when you take one of the prutais and you have ana, Rabbi Akiva says mayel, you're going to bring an asham me'ilais, l'chayr it's only a suffix. The teretz is, it's Rabbi Akiva l'shitasle. Rabbi Akiva l'shitasle in the end of Masechtis Krislos. Rabbi Akiva said that if somebody has a suffix, if he was mayel behektish, he has to bring an asham tali. When do you bring an asham tali? If somebody eats a piece of meat, suffix chelav, suffix shuman, b'shoigig. So if you would eat Shchelev b'shoigig, you'd have to bring a chatas. If you have a suffik, if you have to bring a karb chatas, so you do a davishes doinei karis b'shoigig, but it's a suffik. If you did it, that's when you bring an asham tali. Rabbi Akiva said a chiddush. Rabbi Akiva said there's another time that you bring an asham tali, and that is if you have a suffik, if you're mechuyev to bring an asham ve'ilois. If you have a suffik, if you're a mayel behektish, then nalach is you have to bring an asham tali. When the Mishnah says ma al divrei Rabbi Akiva, doesn't mean asham ve'ilois. You know what it means? Asham tali. And this is Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa in Masechtis Krisis, who holds that you bring an asham tali. Chachamim hold no. Why? It's the chachamim l'shitasayu. The chachamim who argued with Rabbi Akiva in the Masechtis Krisis and hold that you don't bring an asham tali when you have a suffik me'ila. You only bring an asham tali where it's a suffik chatas. Either way, Moed Rabbi Akiva l'chachamim. Moed Rabbi Akiva l'shitasayu. If the person would say pruta min hak, min kiss ze hektish. I want a pruta of this kiss to be hektish. The halach is shu moitzi v'hoylech ad she yoitzi as kol hakiss. So the halach is that there he's allowed to benefit from all the money in the kiss until the last one. So if he says pruta min kiss ze hektish, moitzi v'hoylech, he can take all the money out ad she yoitzi as kol hakiss. Meaning the last pruta in the kiss, that's the one that's going to be an issue, says the Gemara. So we have here a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim with regards to somebody who said, pruta bekis zehektish. Pruta bekis zehektish. He had a kiss with a lot of money. Pruta bekis zehektish. And now he was mayel in one of the prutas. According to Rabbi Akiva, he's considered a mayel, misafik. The shitasa, he has to bring an asham tali. And then the Mishnah said, "Umoid Rabbi Kivil Chachamim, ba'ome pruta min kis ze hektish shu moitzi v'hoylech ad sheyoytzi es kol hakiss." And at first glance, you have to understand what's the difference between the case where Rabbi Akiva said mayel and the case where the Mishnah said "Umoid Rabbi Akiva." It's very similar. You have to read it three times to see the difference. The first case was if somebody said pruta bikis zehekdish. Umoyde Rabbi Akiva when he says pruta min kis zehekdish. So the difference is, did he say bikis or did he say min kis? Very big difference. In one case, you have to bring an Ashram Talui. In the other case, you can do whatever you want. Less pruta, that's an issue. So, the Gemara, that's Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, Omar, he said as follows, Rami Le Rish Lakish, Rav Yechanan. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was Rav Yechanan's yeshiva. I heard Rish Lakish ask Rav Yechanan the following question. He said, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Pretty good question. What's the difference between Bikis Zeh or Minkis Zeh? Amalei, Rav Yechanan told Rish Lakish, Seifa Ba'omer Lo Yiftar Kis Zeh. And Pashat, the way you learn the Gemara is that you're right. The Mishnah is a little ikar chaser. It's not literally where he said pruta min kizeh, but really in the Sefer he was a little bit more wordy. What he said was lo yiftar kizeh min ahekdesh. Meaning he said clearly that I want the last pruta in the kiss to be the one that's hekdesh. So in the Resha, Rabbi Kiva said, I just want one pruta to be hekdesh. One pruta in hekdesh, one pruta is hekdesh. You don't say bittul b'roiv. So any pruta that you can have anav from, maybe you will moil behekdesh. Rabbi Kiva shita is, safik me'ilo, you bring it asham tali. That's what Rabbi Kiva says, ma. In the Sefer, he didn't just say pruta b'kisseh. He said, lo yiftar kisseh min hekdesh. He specifically wanted the last one to be hekdesh. Oh, being that he specifically wanted the last one to be hekdesh. So in this case, it's only the last one that's hekdesh. So unless you went nana from the last one, you're not going to be considered a mayel edel. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so we know that Ravin and Rav Dimi often had different versions of what took place in Eretz Yisrael. So Ravin came back and he said, no, that I heard this exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish a little differently. He said, Kisin Ashvarim Ramile. Reish Lakish's Kasha wasn't Reisha Seifa in this Mishnah, the last Mishnah, Masechtas Milah. That's not what Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan were discussing. Reish Lakish varf the Kasha. He asked the Kasha from our Mishnah that we just learned to a Mishnah in Masechtas Menachas. The halach is, if somebody has many Shvarim, and he says, one of my Shvarim, one of my bulls, I want should be hektish. So Allah is holy shnayim. If he had two, Hagadol shabem hektish. We assume that the gadol is the one that's hektish. And Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, how does that fit with the seif of the Mishnah? The seif of the Mishnah was if someone says pruta min kiseh hektish, we assume it's the last one. Why is it the last one? It should be the nicest one, the shiniest one, right? Shouldn't that be the halacha? Why is it that if somebody has two shvarim and he says, one of my shvarim, we assume that when a person's makdish something, he doesn't buy him yafa, and the nicest, the most expensive one, that's the one that ends up being hekdesh. And over here, we don't say it's the most expensive one. Here, we say it's the last one. At least he told him the same teretz. Sefer ba'ayma lo yiftar kizem in a hekdesh. It's talking about in the sefer, we didn't just say one of them. He said the last one. The gears that we have in the Mishnah is min kizem. That's a little unclear. But no, la yiftar min kizeh, that's a little bit more explicit. What he meant was, I want the last, oh, here he said it. He said which one he wants. And Chanami, if you would have left it open, maybe you would assume the shiniest coin. But that's not what he said. He said it should be the last one. Either way, it's the same teretz. In both cases, it's a kasha, Rabbi Akiva's halacha, which clearly was a little bit unclear. According to Rav Dimi's version, the kasha was Reisha Sefer from the Mishnah Mirayubay. According to Ravin's, it was from the Mishnah at the end of Masechtas Menachas. Rav Papa had a third version. He said, the way I heard it was Kisin Alugin Ramalek. That Reish Lakish has Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, because he didn't really understand what Rabbi Akiva meant when the Mishnah says, Amoid Rabbi Akiva, Kis Pruta Min Kizeh. His Kasha wasn't from the Reisha of the Mishnah, it wasn't from the Mishnah of Menachas, but rather it was from a well known Braisa. If somebody buys wine from a kuti. Now the kutim, in the context of this braisa, were chashin on shumas of maestres. Worse than an amaretz. Amaretz, roiv amaretz, maestren hein. And even though when you buy something from amaretz, you have to be mafresh meiser. It's called demai. It's only meiser midirabonim. But the kutim were much worse, even though they kept certain mitzvahs, but they were chashin on lifnei evil esitamech. So if you bought anything that's chayv and chumas of maizer from a kuti, you mechuyev to be mafish chumas of maizer, not just midrabanan, midday rice. We're talking about when somebody bought it, bein hashmashes, erev Shabbos kodesh. He bought wine to make kiddush. Can't make Shabbos without wine. And this person now needs to be mafish chumas of maizer. Probably not to be mafish chumas of maizer on Shabbos. So the Tanoim debated what this yid should do. Omer says the mish, the price, what the person should do is he should say shnei lugan shani also lahafish reim truma. That I will after Shabbos, can't do it now, but after Shabbos I'm going to be mafish two lugan from this wine as truma. Asara meiser rishon, tisha meiser sheni umechel, v'shoyse miyad, and you're allowed to go ahead and drink. Divrei Rab Meir, azoy held Rab Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Oisim, Rabbi Huda Oisim, Rabbi Shimon argue. What's this machloikis talian? Yesh breira ein breira. That's why this comes up in so many places in Shas, because there's so many places in Shas where the Gemara discusses the machloikis breira, and this is a classic case of breira. No, it's Rab Meir holds yesh breira that I can say now that I will be mafresh something in the future, and what I will be mafresh in the future should be truma, should be meiser rishon, it should be trumas meiser, meiser sheni, and huver adavra mafreya, that what I said now will somehow be chal. That's yesh breira. The other Tanon, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, all hold aim breira. What's the Gemara's kasha? What was Rish Lakish's question? So the way the Rishonim explained, Rish Lakish's question was from Rav Meir. That even Rav Meir that holds Yesh Breira, that there's this concept of Huvra Adav L'Mafreya, but he has to stipulate it. He has to be clear. He has to say, Shnei Lugin Shani Osid LaHafresh. The Gemara understood that Rabbi Akiva said, Ba'omer Prutim and Kiz Zeh Hektish, Shu Moitzi V'Hoylich HaShayosi Kol HaKiz, it was working with Halacha Breira. That the reason you can use any Pruta that you want, it's working with Breira. The problem is, even Rav Meir, who holds Yesh Breira, holds that it's only if you're Mefarish it. If you say, Shnei Lugin Shani Osid LaHafresh. I mean, he didn't say that. He just said, very simply, Prutim and Kiz Zeh Hektish. What do you mean? He should have to say that the pruta that I'm going to decide later should be the hektish. That's the one that should be the hektish. You can't just say pruta is hektish and then say yesh breira, the one that you are a mile from, that's going to be the one that's hektish. You have to do something to attach to what you do later to trigger the halacha of breira. That was Rish Lakish's kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, a little bit of a harder kasha, but either Amalei, so he told him again the same teretz. Levi, the masis, the Amalei, pot, because them and the hektish has nothing to do with the halachas of breira. Bikivas halacha is based on the fact that we assume this is what he said. Not pshat, we don't know what he said, yesh breira, we're going to try to figure it out. No, we know what he said. He said, la yipata kiss him in a hektish, and if that's what he said, that's why it's the last fruit in the kiss that's going to be hektish. Hadron halach, hashliach, sha'asa shlichusoy, uslikalei, mesachtis me'ila, exhale. So just two ha'aris related to mesachtis me'ila before we say a proper hadron, and that is number one. What was clear from learning the sugyas in Masechtas Me'ila was that Me'ila in many ways is an anomaly. Meaning there's a lot of things that you find in Masechtas Me'ila that you don't find in other areas in Halacha. Working backwards. Yesterday, this morning, we saw that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Halacha is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, but when it comes to Me'ila, there the Halacha is Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Now, the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin says that there are three times, there are three examples, Mar mentions maybe even a fourth, where you say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echod, Gimel Ksuvim Abon Ke'echod. It's just interesting to note that the Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, and this is a Shver Rambam, the Rambam's Lashon is as follows. U'b'chol HaTorah Kula, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Elo B'Me'ila Levada. The Rambam's lashon is that the only time you say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is by Me'ilah. Everybody asks, what do you mean? It's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara has other examples of it. The Gemara says Shalech Yad B'Pekadin. The Gemara says Dalet Vehei. But either way, it's the lashon HaRambam. And Perek Zayin Halacha Beis in Hilchas Me'ilah. But regardless, this is an anomaly that you find in Me'ilah. And that is, although ordinarily Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, when it comes to Me'ilah, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Another anomaly that we saw is this idea that Shilach Biad Cheres Soita V'Katan. Even then, the halacha is that there's going to be Me'ila, which is a phenomenal chiddush. Ordinarily, a cheres shayt v'katan alav bnei shlichus ninu, stating that if somebody would send a cheres shayt v'katan to do something, that would be an act of Me'ila. We would say that the maisa of the cheres shayt v'katan traces itself back to the meshalech, and the halach is the meshalech is going to be Me'il. And the Gemara asked the kasha, and the Gemara said two mahalchem of how this works. Rabbi Loza said, nasa kimaton shel zeisin, unbelievable chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan said that we look at it as nosne agabi akoifa hilichai, agabi apilva hilichai, and just like he can make an eriv by sending the mazin shtei sudas on top of a monkey or on top of an elephant, the same thing works in the sugya. These are big chedushim. These are things that you don't find in other sugyas hashas. But when it comes to Me'ilah, Number one, yeshliach l'dvar avera, the concept that shlichus even works is a chiddush, and even a cheresh shaytiv katan somehow can be a shlich. Obviously, the idea that the ikur parasha milu was said by shoygig. I mean, ein l'chal chiddush gedoy l'mizu. Most of the halachos of meila are dafka for someone that's ma'il b'shoygig. The ikur parasha of meila in the Torah is talking about nefesh ki secheta u'mal mal b'ashen. Vishkaga. It's talking about the chata vishkaga mikachei Hashem. We're talking about somebody that was mayo b'shoigig. That's the ikar parasha, right? The ikar parasha is someone that's mayo b'shoigig. Obviously, that's a very big chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchas Me'ilo, also in Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches says as follows: the yearly, I think, she'eno loika al pachais mishava pruta and hoya b'mezid. That if someone is mayo b hektish, b'mezid, with halachas he gets malchus, says the Rambam, what would be if somebody is mayil b'hektish on a pachas mishava pruta? So, we know, we saw it again in this morning's daf, that me'ila has a shear. What's the shear? It's not kezayitz, it's not koyfedes, it's not ka'adasha. The shear is the pruta. That's the shear. Says the Rambam, I think, the yearly she'enoi loik al pachas mishava pruta im haya b'mezid. And at first glance, the Rambam is tzorich iun gadol. The year Elisha in a loike, what's the tzad that you should get malchus? That's clear throughout Masechtas Me'ila that Me'ila is a shear. The shear is proof. Now, granted, the Rambam Shita is chatzi shear asman atayra. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan and Yuman dafayin gimel dafayin dalet. But even Rabbi Yochanan that holds chatzi shear asman atayra acknowledges that there's a shear. And what's the tachlis of the shear? Loinchen. So, just like someone that eats nevel or pachas megazayas, there's no malchus, it should be poshet, that if somebody's moil behektish on a pachas mi pruta, that he shouldn't get malchus. Zok de Rambam, it's true, but it's my gut feeling. V'yirali, she'enu loika pachas mi shavar pruta, as if the Rambam wasn't sure, and the Rambam certainly had a tzad, a real tzad, that there would be malchus on a pachas mi shavar pruta, but the Rambam invoked what he sometimes does, the V'yirali of the Rambam, V'yirali she'enei loika pachas b'shavar putem ha'yamezit. So I saw there's a sefer called Takanas Ezra. It was written by a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Europe before World War II. It was reprinted in the back of the Keren Oiras. So the new Keren Oiras that were put out on Masechtas Me'ila, in the back they reprinted the sefer Takanas Ezra. And in the sefer Takanas Ezra, Masechtas Me'ila, daf yudam and aleph, he asks this kash on the Rambam. And he says a pshat, a rather posh pshat, based on a gemara, Masechtas Bava Metzia, daf nunhe. The gemara there says as follows, Gufa, Omer Rav Ketina, Bezdin Neskokin, Afilu Lepachos Mishava Pruta. If somebody steals from somebody, Pachos Mishava Pruta. So the halacha is that Bezdin will never force this person to repay the Pachas Mishava Pruta that he sold. Meaning, a person is not allowed to steal, obviously. There's a shear of Pruta. Chatzi shear asam in HaTorah. So if you steal less than a Pruta, the halacha is, you're also Evaloi Sigzal, stating that we're not going to enforce payment. Meaning, the Heshav HaSakzeila HaShagazah, that Bezdin will not force you to do. If you steal a lot of money, Bezdin will force you to pay back. But Bezdin is not Neskakin HaPachas Mishava Pruta. Rav Ketina said that's only true when it comes to Gzela, but when it comes to Me'ila, Bezdin Neskakin Afilu Mipachis Mishava Pruta. Either way, and the Gemara brings it from a pasuk. So the halacha is that Me'ila, you see Bezdin is Neskakin HaPachas, says the Takanas Ezra, maybe that's why the Rambam wasn't sure. Maybe that's why the Rambam had a tzad that there would be chatzi shir, even, or there would be malchus even on a chatzi shir by Milo. Because being that you see that Bezdin is neskakin, and it's learned out from a pasuk like the Gemara brings over there, so maybe v'shteit in the pasuk is not stam a din ba'alma. Not stam a din ba'alma, that here, pachas mishava pruta, it's nitin lishavain, and Bezdin neskakin. No, v'shteita is that a chatzi shir by Mi'ila is different than a chatzi shir in Kol HaTorah Kula. And chatzi shir, which is asam in HaTorah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, over there, there's no einish. But maybe over here, what was nischadish and Bezdin is neskakin, a pachas mishava pruta, is that it goes into the ikka isa Mi'ila. And maybe over here, there's going to be Mi'ila, even by Pachas Mishavar Pruta, so much so that if you do a B'mezid where you get Malchus from Me'ila B'mezid, maybe you'll get Malchus even for a Pachas Mishavar Pruta. Says the Rambam, I still don't think so. But emphasis on think so. The Yerali says the Rambam, I still think that there's not going to be Malchus on a Pachas Mishavar Pruta. But again, this is an anomaly in the Sugis of Me'ila, because where do you find such an idea that maybe you'd be over the Isser on a Chatzi Shir? The Rambam had a tzad, and maybe there's no halach of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Mi'ila, not there's no halach of chatzishir l'kula, there's no halach of chatzishir l'chumra, maybe even get malchus. And you see clearly that this dinam of chatzishir b'mi'ila, you don't have a kol teru kula. That over here it's nitin l'shoven. Either way, shlichas varavera, shlichas b'ad chere shayte v'katan, the idea of shoygeg, chatzishir is somehow different when it comes to mi'ila than it is to kol teru kula. So you see that mi'ila is a very unique parasha. And I think the reason for it is very, very simple. It's because what does mi'ila deal with? It deals with kodshei Hashem. And being that it deals with Kodshei Hashem is something that's considered very, very chomer. And you see that the chomer of Kodshei Hashem, meaning for a person to do an aver is always a bad thing. But if someone's mild behektish, it's a lot worse than an ordinary avera. And it takes on a life of its own. It's something that's very, very chomer. The makar to this is the Ramban, I think. The Ramban in the end of Parashas Vayikra, where the Ramban says that you find there were two karbonis that the Torah designated for averas. So if somebody does an avera, sometimes it brings a carbon. When? You have to learn to say the kachem for that. But sometimes if you do an avera, you bring a carbon. What carbon? That also depends. Sometimes a chata, sometimes a rasha. And the Rabban says, why do you need two karbonas for avera? Why don't we just say, if you do an avera, bring a chatas. You do an avera, you bring a rasha. Sometimes a chatas, sometimes a rasha. And there's a lot of halachas. When a chatas, when a rasha. Safi chatas, asham toli, safi asham. You don't bring a rasha. So, like, why do we have to complicate this? Why couldn't there just be one carbon for somebody that does an avera? Says the Ramban, the answer lies in the word chatas and in the word asham. We've gone through this at length in the past. Chatas means the word. Simply, the etymology of the word chatas is, you were natam in haderech. You slipped. You made a mistake. Asham is milashin shmama. This person deserves to be obliterated. A lot more of an intense connotation. The point is that asham is much worse than chatas. And says the Ramban, that's why when you bring a chatas, when you do an aver b'shoigig, asham is always ala mezer. Great Ramban, if that's the case, I have a problem. Mi'ilo. The asham mi'ilis you bring on a shoigig. So why is it then that you bring asham mi'ilis on a shoigig? It should be a chatas. If the idea of asham is, wow, milashin shamem, shmama, all these very scary adjectives, so for a shoigig, Dr. Ramban, the teretz is because it's Kodshei Hashem. And by Kodshei Hashem, there's no excuse that you were a shoygig. At the end of the day, shoygig is an excuse, right? You know, there's some people that always have excuses. Yeah, I didn't realize. I know. I thought. I forgot. Yesterday, tomorrow, I lost it. I'll take care of it. Those are hashtag excuses. A shoygig is always an excuse. At the end of the day, you got it wrong. Maybe you have a decent excuse. At the end of the day, you have to bring a carbon. You know why? Because, you know, we'll accept your excuse. The person achayv karis, he's not chayv misa b'day shamayim. But let's be honest, it's an excuse at the end of the day. There's certain times in life where excuses just don't work. There's certain things that are not excusable. Kodshei Hashem is not excusable. That's the point. And the point is that shoygig, I hear, at the end of the day, it's a teretz. And when it comes to Kodshei Hashem, there's no mocking for excuses. Because if a person appreciates what Kodshei Hashem is, then he would have to be more careful. He would have to be more sensitive. And it could be, that's why you find all these different chumras in the dinim of Mi'ila. Meaning the chumra of Mi'ila permeates literally to the most granular detail of the halachas of Mi'ila. But either way, just to end with one note, and that is, yesterday we mentioned the Gemara in the Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei, where the Gemara says, Asa lo la'adam she'yahana min ha'olam hazeh b'lei bracha. And then the Gemara said, if someone's nenem b'noilam hazeh b'lei bracha, ma'al, he's over the iser mi'ila. It says, Hashem ha'ritzum loya. And then it says, v'aris nasal v'nei adam. And the Gemara said, le'kasha, kan koidem bracha, kan la'acha bracha. The Gemara continues. This we didn't speak out yesterday. Amr b'chinir bar papa, kol ha'nenem b'noilam hazeh b'lei bracha, ki ilu goyze la'kadosh baruch hu, u'knesis Yisrael. It's as if he was goyze la'kadosh baruch hu, u'knesis Yisrael. Rav Shloime Kluger, in his Elif L'chash Shloime, says a tremendous chiddush. Beautiful chiddush. Something that requires a lot of time. We have very little time. But he says a tremendous chiddush. He says if somebody's sitting at the Leil Seder and he doesn't make, he picks up his matzah and he makes his alachilas matzah with Shema Malchus with all his kavanas, but he forgot to make a moitzi lechem min haaretz. He got so lost in the, he didn't make a moitzi lechem min haaretz. Says Reb Shloime Kluger, this person is not Mekayim Mitzvah's matzah. Why? Because the Gemara says, if someone has Hanah Menoyel Mazah B'lei Bracha, he's a Moyel. If someone has Hanah Menoyel Mazah B'lei Bracha, he's a Gazlin. It comes out that what you did was a mitzvah of Bab Avera. You Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, but it was Bab Avera. It came out Yidei Me'ila. It came out Yidei Gzit, not Ki'ilu Ma'al. You came out Yidei Me'ila. By the way, Amr Rav Chanina bar Papa, kol anenem na ilam hazeh b'lei bracha ki'ilu goyzel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By me'ilu it says ma'al, by gzeilu it says ki'ilu goyzel. Either way, but it says Rav Shloime Kluger, it's a mitzvah bav avera. And being that it's a mitzvah bav avera, the halach is that this person is not going to be yoytzeh's mitzvah. So I was thinking that l'chura could be, this is true, even if he did it b'shoyt, even if he did it in that dramatic case that we played out, where he got lost in the moment, and he knows he has to make his achilas matzah, and he's trying to figure out tuk kizeis and b'nashim achas, and he's trying to make this all work, and in that moment, he forgot to make his amoytzi lechem in arts. Why? Now, we spoke out a Rital Ghazi last week, just to come full circle, where the Rital Ghazi said a tremendous chiddush, that even though mitzvah bab aveira, you're not yoytze the mitzvah, but it could be if the aveira that you did was an aveira b'shoigig, maybe you would be yoytze the mitzvah by mitzvah bab aveira. Mitzvah bab aveira is only if the aveira was b'mezid, not b'shoigig. He said it to say pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if somebody fathers a child that's a mamzer, the halach is he can be mekayim the mitzvah puravu. And frank the Rital Ghazi, l'chura in l'cha mitzvah abab avera g'day l'mizu. How do you have a mamzer if you're born chayvi krisos? So shouldn't that be a mitzvah abab avera? Said the Rital Ghazi, the only mahalach I have is that maybe hocha b'mayaskinon where the bia happened b'shoigig. The fact that the bia happened b'shoigig will not negate the fact that the child will end up being a mamzer. But being that it happened b'shoigig, it could be it's not going to be a mitzvah hababa avera. We spoke out that the pre-Yitzchak, Reb Itzela Pentaberger, asked a bumbe kash on the Rital Ghazi from a Gemara Masechtes Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches. The Gemara over there says that if somebody blows shofar with a shofar shal oila or with a shofar shal shlamim, so Rav Ashit is you're not yoitza. You're not yoitza. Why you're not yoitza? Oila, you have Me'ila, Shlamim, you have the Issa Kodesh. So being that you and Neneh from Kachim, the Halach is not Yoitza. And the Ran, and the Ritva, and the Tois Yishonim, and the Shai Gesari, all explain what's Pashup Shana in the Gemara. Because it's a mitzvah Baba Avera. And the Priyitzchak asked the Kasha, we don't have to go through the whole Kasha again, that it's Mavur, and that Sugya that we were dealing with, a real Mayil Behekdish. Me'ila only happens when it was done b'shoig, ikur me'ila is b'shoigig. As always before, Tais speaks to that Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amar Al, the Tatois on the Abed. So we're dealing where you did it b'shoigig. If we're dealing with a case where you did it b'shoigig, then l'chayr you were a mayel b'shoigig. If you were a mayel b'shoigig, why should it be a mitzvah b'aver? The Rital Ghazi said that the only time you say mitzvah b'aver is if you do that aver, means if you do that aver. B'shoigig is not considered a mitzvah b'aver. Here you have a mefurish Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches. If somebody blows shofar with a shofar shaloyla, the halacha is, even though he was mayel, b'shoigig, still lo yatz. Why? Because mitzvah bab aver. Freit the pre Yitzchak, Reb Itzela Pentaberger, not in Koich Vayar, in pre Yitzchak. He says, I don't understand. He says, l'chayra, it's a mitzvah bab aver. That's why statement furish in the Rishonim, even though it was only done b'shoigig. It's a pliyatzum on the Rital Ghazi. So I was thinking, could be mila is different. Could be mila, you're right, it was done b'shoigig. But a mila b'shoigig is different. Because here, the Ikka parasha was said b'shoigig, v'chata b'shkaga mikotche Hashem. And like the Ramban says, this shoigig we treat like a mezid. You have to bring a carbon asham, not a chatas. You know why? Because it's kotche Hashem. There's no excuses when it comes to kotche Hashem. If that's the case, it could be you're right. The Rital Ghazi held ordinarily shoigig. The halach is mitzvah baba aveira, you don't say, because it's a shoigig. But it's a shoigig that doesn't fly when you're dealing with kotche Hashem. So whether it's the issa me'ila, and we're saying a chiddush, maybe even with regards to the issa kodesh that you have by a shlamim, but when you're dealing with kotchim, kotche Hashem, over there you don't have the excuse. So if somebody, Bilel Seder, he eats the matzah and he b'shoigig, he forgot to make a bracha. It could be even like the Rital Ghazi, you'll have Rav Shlomo Kluger's chiddush that you're not going to be yoytze the mitzvah matzah. The matzah gzula, als the keilu gozel. That maybe is not an issue because it was only b'shoigig. But there's another issa. You know what the issa is? Me'ila. Lashem ha'aretz umloya. And als the issa me'ila, it could be because of that, it will be considered a mitzvah habab avera, even like the Rital Ghazi, despite the fact that the me'ila happened b'shoigig.